from Storyflow, Finance and Markets. Mason on Finance and Markets. June 14th from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 14th. It's Mason. June 14th. Five things on the tape worth your attention this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Gregory's newsletter. Lions, Iran says, no interim memorandum deal signing today. No signing today. Iran's foreign ministry confirmed the provisional memorandum won't be inked as scheduled. The ministry pushed back on earlier timelines, saying the deal's schedule is still under negotiation and not set for tomorrow. Claims that a pact would be sealed within 24 hours were dismissed as premature. Tehran says the details aren't finalized yet. So for now, nothing changes on the ground. Markets and diplomats will wait for the next official word before moving forward. Next, second, from Gregory's newsletter. Lions, with Iran rejecting an interim deal signing today. Trump says it will be signed tomorrow. So, will it happen? Yes? No? Opinion? Iran turned down the interim nuclear agreement today, leaving the deal stalled. Trump is now saying the signing will happen tomorrow, pushing the timeline forward by a day. He added that the Strait of Hormuz will open right after the agreement is sealed, implying immediate relief for shipping. Just a few days ago, he claimed the strait was already open, just not widely recognized. The contrast between yesterday's rejection and tomorrow's promised signature leaves the market watching for any concrete move, while the promised opening of the strait remains a point of debate. Up next, third, from Signal Corps. The original 100X signal just reopened. 100X potential signal reopened. After we downgraded the thesis 2 months ago, the odds compressed because the underlying wound looked permanent. This week, the market delivered a catalyst that directly attacks that wound. The new data shifts the probability distribution back toward the original upside. In practical terms, the signal that once looked like a dead end now looks viable again. The same structural concerns remain, but the external shock has opened a path we didn't have before. If you were waiting on a clear entry, the revised odds suggest it's worth revisiting the trade. Keep an eye on the price action and the upcoming earnings window. And then, fourth, from Harborfront Quant, the information content of the spot VIX term structure. Considerable research has been devoted to the study of the VIX futures term structure, showing that the shape of the curve contains valuable information about the future direction of volatility. Trading strategies have been developed based on the informational content of the VIX futures curve. However, much less attention has been paid to the term structure of spot VIX indices. Reference helps fill this gap by examining the spot VIX term structure, including the VIX, VIX 9D, and VIX 3M indices. The objective is to determine whether inversions in the spot VIX term structure contain predictive information about future realized volatility. The author pointed out, the VIX term structure contains forecasting information about future realized volatility beyond what the VIX level itself implies. I document this in four steps. First, inversion depth has substantial incremental explanatory power above the VIX level, adding between 2.4 and 6.9 percentage points of R-squared in sample. Second, the predictive content is concentrated at the front end of the curve. Measures using the VIX 9D index dominate the conventional spot minus 3-month measure across every robustness check. Third, the signal carries information about the volatility risk premium and is associated with the gap between realized volatility and the VIX at horizons of 5 and 10 days. Fourth, the result survives augmentation with Corsi-style HARRV controls and improves out-of-sample forecasts in a recursive 2019, to 2026 test. The Clark-West nested model statistic rejects equal predictive accuracy at the 1% level in every measure by Horizon cell tested. In short, the paper concludes, the spot VIX term structure contains predictive information about future realized volatility beyond the information embedded in the VIX level alone. The predictive power is strongest at the front end of the curve, with VIX 9D-based measures consistently outperforming traditional spot versus VIX 3M measures. The signal is related to the volatility risk premium and helps explain the gap between implied and subsequently realized volatility over 5 and 10-day horizons. The results remain robust after controlling for realized volatility dynamics and improve out-of-sample volatility forecasts during the 2019-2026 test period. The findings of this paper are insightful. Notably, the study shows that VIX 9D contains the strongest predictive information among the term structure measures examined.